coming Thursday, August 15th, is the first ever concert for Kids Kids at the House of Blues in Dallas, Texas, featuring Jason Derulo, Andy Grammer, and Tim Halperin. Tickets on sale now. The Concert for Kids Kids. Sponsored by Raising Cane's and Southwest Airlines. More info at kidskids.com/concert. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hey, don't forget, we're giving away that trip to New York City to see Justin Bieber and Beyonce back-to-back nights. Just go to kidnation.com and check that out. And check out Dominique's mad graphic skills over there.
Pretty good.
Killing it over there. Can't see Dominique anymore. It's probably...
For the best, man.
Probably the saddest thing about this Dish Nation TV show is that I can't see Dominique anymore because they put a big Dish Nation banner right where Dominique sits.
Hey, Dominique.
I saw Dominique for the first time in 8 months yesterday.
Still work here?
You know, you could...
we happened to run into each other at the coffee machine.
You could walk back there and say hi if you want. She's 10 feet away.
Is she married yet?
No.
Okay.
But she's on a bullet train.
Yeah. How you feeling about that, Al?
Bullet train to matrimony.
It's good that Al can't. Like, do this creepy stare at her through the glass every
It's good
day.
For Dr. Girlfriend, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you have your work
girlfriend. Yeah, because Dominique was a real threat to that relationship.
Well, you have your work girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say
your
that.
Work girlfriend and your, you know, your real girlfriend.
The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Let's get to the 5 biggest albums on Billboard. We'll start right here. Florida Georgia Line. You know how they say that Daft Punk's Get Lucky is the song of the summer for pop music?
Uh-huh.
This is the song of the summer for country, right?
I still don't get this song.
You don't?
I don't get it. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't get it.
I don't get how everybody's saying Daft Punk's the song of the summer when obviously it's Blurred Lines.
Yeah, Blurred Lines.
Okay, well, I think it's fair to say to go back and forth because I like to Get Lucky first and then I'm into the Blurred Lines one more. Mm.
But
they're basically the same.
They're
song.
Both equally.
No.
Yeah, they're really
that
close.
That Daft Punk song annoys the crap out of me. It's
okay.
Just
really?
So
Robin Thicke, or
how about
for Song of the Summer? I had one in my head just a second ago, and now I went
you
away.
Did.
Yeah, Radioactive.
I had a great one for Song of the Summer.
No, that's not Song of the Summer.
No. How about Imagine Dragons?
That's what he just said.
Oh, he did.
But you want your summer song to be
Imagine Dragons' album's been out for too long.
Yeah.
And Blurred Lines is number 1 on iTunes right now.
Is it really?
Oh, it's number 1.
I just truly think that's the song of the summer, and I don't know who has deemed Daft Punk to be so.
But I seriously don't get this Florida Georgia Line song. I thought that it would grow on me and that I would end up liking it.
Yeah.
And it just, I
like it okay. I don't
You know what's
it.
Making a late push for Song of the Summer is that song by Capital Cities. That's a good song, too.
Safe I heard sound. It, but I can't remember it. Yeah.
But it's old.
It's old.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Daft Punk song's old.
No.
They're all old. What do you mean by old? Are you one of these people like, I've heard it, so it's old? What do you mean?
No, not at all. I'm just saying, I mean, the Daft Punk album has been out, maybe a month?
Uh-huh.
That Capital Cities album's been out for almost a year.
I didn't know about it.
Okay. I don't mean it's because old. It's just, I think, like, time that it's been out.
So you don't like Cruise, JC?
I don't.
How about Get Your Shine On? Have you listened to that one?
No, I haven't heard it.
Need more banjo.
Well, this album, Florida Georgia Line, finally hit number 1. It's dropped now to number 5 on the Billboard charts, but it's number 1 on the country charts right now. Number 4, we just talked about for Song of the Summer. That'd be Imagine Dragons. Welcome to the New World. A New Way, sorry. Night Visions is the name of the album. Certified platinum, 1 million copies sold. The only thing keeping them from being the top rock act in America today is Mumford & Sons. They're number 1. Imagine Dragons, number 2, the halfway point here.
Mumford & Sons are rock?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Folk rock.
Yeah. Top-selling rock album, top-selling digital song in the U.S. for Mumford & Sons. 884,000 albums sold, 3.25 million singles sold. Man, wow. That's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
All right, number 3, and I know he doesn't like being number 3, but he's number 3. Kanye.
Jesus. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the...
See, the lyrics are really easy to learn. He makes it easy. He'll say it 3 times, change it, then say it again the 4th time.
There you go.
And by the 4th time, you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say this the first time you ever heard the song, right?
Okay.
I throw these Maybach keys. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know
it's Maybach.
I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood
I see the blood on the leaves. Different line.
I see the blood on the leaves.
So now we got
the blood on the leaves song is the jam.
There is a song on the album called
Blood on the Leaves.
That's not what the title
is. That's New Slaves.
No, that's New Slaves. We're the New Slaves.
I'm so confused.
And then there's Black Skinhead, which the video was leaked, and it really upset Kanye. He didn't like the fact that the fans were seeing an unfinished product. He's like, it's not done yet. And, you know, my partner and I worked so hard on getting this thing done, and that's not even the final version that leaked. That's what he was upset about.
Right.
He tweeted, me and Nick Knight have been working on this video for 5 months. And for creative people, it's heartbreaking when something like this happens. He followed that up with, and whoever leaked that video, blank you. One critic commented that Kanye and Jay-Z's new albums aren't nearly as good as the album they did together. Watch the Throne.
Oh. All right, it could be said.
Yeah. Bless you.
I think people are leaking their own stuff. I mean, you know, everything can't
leak. Ow! Oh, my God!
Say that.
People
I'm so upset.
Could people be leaking their own music?
I'm so upset that this is leaked.
Well. So Yeezus sold 39,000 copies this week and comes in at number three. There are three of the top five acts are rap acts, and coming in at number three. Where's my mouth?
Number three is Kanye.
That's left. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so on the left. Okay. Coming in at number two is Whale.
Wale.
No, that's how I call him Whale. You know I call him Whale.
You keep calling him Whale. It's Wale.
Mama call him Whale. I call him Whale.
Whoever writes this stuff up for you should just write it out phonetically.
No,
you
know, I did that because I called him Whale the first time.
Oh, okay.
It's, the album's called The Gifted. It's sold 50,000 copies this week. Here's Wale. All right. Thanks, Wale.
Yeah, I like that.
That bed squeaking in the back.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
is
buddy.
Is that what that was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I didn't hear enough.
They're going old school. Look at them bed squeaking.
Oh, yeah, some key sweat right there.
They're doing a little Jodeci action.
Yeah.
You in a sweat hotel.
Yeah, that's all I can hear. You ruined it for me. Not that I didn't love it before.
I'm going to slide you on the bed.
See, if it was my song, I would only squeak twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to wipe it on the curtain. Oh, yeah. You know. Play smart, take pride. And holla back. Yeah. I'm Kendrick Lamar.
Well, that's just annoying.
He must be from Chicago, huh?
Wale?
Yeah.
I don't know where he's
from. Because he rides through Lakeshore with the bolo.
With the bolo?
Okay. Yeah.
With the, was that short for baloney?
No.
With the bolo?
No. Bolo tie?
No, I ride through Shreveport in a Kia.
He's from Washington, D.C.,
Probably wouldn't be the best line in a rap song. All right. Number one, another rap album, Born Sinner.
Yeah.
58, you say, yeah, who is it?
J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole. How do you know J. Cole?
J. Cole.
You don't know no number.
J. Cole.
Hey,
we're calling Cole.
I do get an Alice car, and he does have it on the hip-hop stations from time to time. Just
okay,
to keep
good.
Up.
Yeah.
Third week in a row that a rap album's been number one. J. Cole just scored his second number one album, Born Sinner. Slow holiday week, though. Didn't sell very many. 58,000 copies is number one.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Slowing down.
But he outsold Kanye. He can always say, there was one week I outsold Kanye West.
There you go. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And hope that I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she wanted it. Wifing in the club. Man, my homies going disowning it. Yeah,
I'm not sure what he's saying there.
Doing that rap band.
Sounds good,
though. Wifing up in the
game.
Club.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah. I'm in a serious rap phase lately.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
I don't
so
know
into
what's going on.
EDM right now.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought it was country.
I'm so in a country EDM.
I don't mean to be stupid, but I don't know what EDM stands for.
Electronic dance music.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how is that different from other
OPP?
Dance music?
Well, it's like, bassier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what?
It's bassier.
A little bassier.
Right. You got to...
it really is.
You got your beats fast and your
bass down low.
Oh.
Bass down low.
And that would be the EDM?
You got your beats fast and your bass down low.
Okay. Bass down low.
And everybody's using EDM now, even Kanye. In every song, there's some EDM. You could just hear that, the explosion.
So it's like the overmodulation.
Yeah, right.
And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed.
And I can
hear that bass.
And I can dance like the Romans,
300. Well, that's a little variation on EDM there.
Yeah, this one.
That would be the angriest dance party ever.
So follow me,
I'm going to go somebody in the face right now.
This is great.
This album is so
I'm sorry, this is
you know what's weird is the first time I heard this song when it was building up to that, I was going in my head, I'm like,
I just picture Kim back there all excited she's having a baby, and I picture Kanye in a dark room with that one cord hanging down with the lamp on it, you know, with the light bulb hanging down.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just sitting in there with a maniacal look on his face with his pencil in his hand, holding it with his fist, and writing out these horribly mean lyrics. Like, he's so dark. He's so, like, opposite of her. You know, he's
and
like,
I feel
like a mad scientist in there.
I might be saying something really wrong, but I feel like he hates white people. I just really get that feeling. And so to listen to his music, it makes me feel threatened.
Let me break it down for you.
He's very white.
Here's who Kanye hates.
He hates everyone.
Kanye hates Kanye.
And why does he keep lashing out at me?
Well, because that's what people who hate themselves do. They lash out. So he hates...
He hates gays.
He hates corporate. He hates white people. He hates black people.
Yeah. No, he says George Bush hates black people.
No. Like, but his new slave song is talking about how he hates that so many rappers and black people are just their slaves to designer now. They spend all their money on design. That's what the whole song's about.
Right.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
So he doesn't say he hates them. He says he doesn't care about them.
Right.
He
big difference.
While he's wearing his $5,000 tennis shoe.
What's more surprising to me is just how vulgar he is about girls and things he's done. Yeah. Still, now that he was writing that album when he was with her, you know, it's not even as like, it's not the swearing and stuff. It's like how he's dirty.
You
the album's
she can
dirty.
Separate the art from her man.
He says some.
You know, she doesn't separate that.
Well, we don't condone that dirty talking. However, we do have a bit coming up called Make It Sexy.
I can't wait to find out what this is. I have no clue. Nobody tells me nothing.
Don't miss your chance to hear select members of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
What?
Making It Sexy.
Is it because you got romance novel hair now?
Oh, we're going to make it sexy. Hey, don't be hating on the Black Storm.
Come on, Black Storm. Talk to me. Make it sexy, Black Storm.
You do resemble your
since Kelly is the
romance
most,
novel book cover.
Since Kelly is the most curious about making it sexy, Kelly will be the first victim of the make it sexy.
Yes!
Hit. I'm game.
Coming up next.
Can we turn the lights off, please?
Make it sexy.
I can't wait for Al to go because he does weird stares when he tries to be sexy.
Yeah,
I can't even look at him.
I know. He licks his lips.
He does this thing with his lip where it starts trembling because I think he gets nervous.
His sexy voice is the oogiest voice I've ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
Give us some, Al.
I can't look.
Hey, here we go.
Hey, what you doing? What you doing, baby?
Yeah.
What are you sucking on?
You just gave me a hernia.
What you doing? Hey, sexy. Do you think I'm sexy? Do you think I'm sexy?
No.
Hey, babe, yeah, I'm about to get off work, so I was just wondering if you could slip slip that thing on. Yeah, I'll be over in a minute. You want me to stop by and get some chicken wings?
Don't miss.
Cajun.
Make it sexy.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
All right. Cajun.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yanni?
I'm in the mood for love.
You can't be sexy with Yanni on.
This is like make it go to sleep.
I need some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This is how I make it sexy.
That's
don't
like
play it.
Little Rascals. Remember when Alfalfa sang that dark song?
Sounds like a Christmas wish coming up. A Christmas wish, man.
Hey.
Sexy, can I?
Yeah, there
this
you go.
This is my line now. That's my groove.
Who's gonna take it? T-shirt and my panties on.
Oh gosh, was that I sane enough to say?
Who's gonna take it?
I will.
Take it, Kelly. Come on.
Sexy Kelly.
Just pardon my manners, girl. Got me something like a like.
Whoa!
Can I go and get my camera? All I wanna know is sexy can I?
Sexy can I?
Hit it from the front. Can I hit it from the back?
Do you
like it like that? Something.
Take it away, Al. All right. Ready? Here goes Al. Here goes Al. Back to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. And a hole in their body. Got every man in the wishing. Sick me on coke and rum. I like so what I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm out to have me some fun.
Way to go with the white guy black song.
Same beat, Al.
You didn't even know the lyrics.
What's next, Al? Cool in the gang? What's new? Celebrate good times. Come on.
Together we get on.
I've got white boy dance going too.
Oh my god.
That's
enough. So in other words, you don't know Sexy Can I?
I accidentally downloaded the dirty version of Sexy Can I?
Yeah. Well, we make it sexy. Next.
Yeah.
You know what else Al doesn't know?
What?
And I found out doing karaoke.
We could do a whole segment on stuff I don't know.
What does Al not know?
And everyone, even his own girlfriend, goes, Al, how do you not know I like big butts?
He didn't know Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I've kind of got a protest against Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay. Oh, oh my God.
Oh, he tried to book him for the bar and he wanted more than $500. Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, time for our new bit called Make It Sexy.
Is that where you're playing the sexy music?
And sexiest song ever.
Yeah. Let me tell you how this all started. I came back from vacation on Sunday and had to go, as always, the second I walk in, I have to go to the bathroom. And I walk in and Consuela had been there during the vacation.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, no, she was.
No, I was not there.
No, yes, you were. You,
no.
You cleaned the house twice while I was on vacation.
No, you no pain, no clean. No.
Okay, anyway. So, Consuela, you know, you can always tell when Consuela's been there because all the toilet water's blue, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
for one flush. And then
yeah,
and
turns out,
gone.
Yeah, turns out one of her helpers had, like, taken the paper towels that they used to clean the bathroom and thrown them in the toilet.
Oh. Okay.
So I see him in there, so I flush it.
Okay.
Oh.
And that was a bad idea because in my apartment, the water pressure is not real great. So it just started to come back up, you know, and it gets higher and higher and higher. And you're like,
paper
please stop,
paper
please stop.
Towels don't go down.
Please stop getting so hot.
Isn't that the worst feeling, watching to see if it's going to
go? Oh, I know.
Oh, you're like,
do you dare?
Please, please,
do you dare?
Please,
yeah, do you dare do it again? Do you dare flush it again?
Right.
So I go online to figure out how to unclog a toilet. You know, I want to make sure I do it right.
Usually use a plunger.
Yeah.
That's typically what
I'm thinking. Maybe there's a technique involved here that I'm not familiar with. So I get this article called How to Unclog a Toilet. And it's so boring. And I'm reading it and I thought, man, if they could just make this sexy somehow, it would be good.
Okay.
This is where the origin
is. Because I'm like, this is the least sexy article I've ever read in my life.
Well, yeah.
There's nothing less sexy than unclogging a toilet.
Unclogging a toilet.
So, if I put the unclog a toilet directions in front of Kelly Raspberry, and then Big Al, and then JC, can they make it sexy?
I'm glad I'm not included.
I don't feel like I'm sexy.
You're included on the next one. Be patient.
I get the toilet.
Yeah, you get the toilet. How to unclog a toilet.
They get something better.
Kelly, you have the directions for unclogging a toilet.
I do.
Kelly Raspberry, make it sexy.
Lucky for you, I have a sore throat, so I can go a little deeper. Put on a pair of rubber gloves. Insert the plunger into the bowl and press down firmly, but slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're covering the hole completely. The plunger should be submerged in water to be effective. It's most important to be pushing and pulling with water, not air.
Oh, yeah. All right, give it to Big Al.
Add water to the bowl if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Then sharply pull up on the plunger to create suction in the drain. Then push in to create pressure, baby. Remember,
I did not say baby.
The clog got jammed going in, so don't be too aggressive with your pushing because you ain't just jamming further. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't say that either.
No.
Don't ask.
It is more the suction than the pressure, constantly disturbing the clog in both directions that will gradually cause it to be loosened.
Making it sexy with Kid Craddock in the morning. And now finishing up the unclogging a toilet is JC.
Oh,
let me give you some different reasons.
Are you going to do it with a Spanish accent? Oh, yeah.
That doesn't work.
What?
Yes.
What?
Grab a...
Wait, start over.
Okay.
And louder so we can hear you.
If that doesn't work, grab a snake. Insert one end of the snake into the drain. Push down. Feeding the snake further into the drain until you feel an obstruction. Twist and push the snake through the obstruction until the water begins to drain.
That's so creepy.
That's
wow.
So
Jason
good.
Wins.
I'm in myself.
All right. You made yourself hot.
Jason.
No. He made himself horny.
He made himself.
Oh, my. I didn't need to know that.
Jason, right. That was good.
Oh, that hurt. Oh. Me to laugh. Good.
Might need a cigarette now.
So I get the toilet. I get the toilet unclogged.
Is that a bead of sweat I see on your upper lip, Kid Craddock?
Yeah.
Oh my God! You turned Kid Craddock on.
Is that what it is? I then get the toilet unclogged and washing my hands for 20 seconds because people, you're not washing your hands long enough.
You're still
20 seconds, 20 full seconds. Your hands are the gateway to disease. So I'm washing my hands for 20 seconds to look in the mirror. And sure enough, right there on the left cheek, just below the nose above the upper lip, is a pimple. Mm-hmm. And I need to know how to pop that bad boy because it looks like a little white dot on the top, but like it's getting bad, you know?
Yeah.
So, Jenna, if you would, make it sexy as we pop that pimple.
Okay, I haven't looked at mine. Hold on. All right.
Turn the lights down.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Just start with use your fingers.
All right. Use your fingers. Wrap your index finger in some tissue paper and gently squeeze or press both sides of the pimple to make for a clean extraction.
Oh, extraction. Ooh.
Yeah. Mm.
Alternatively... That's a sexy word. No. Yeah. You could use Q-tips to help roll out the gunk in your skin.
Mm.
Oh, and that clear liquid that comes out? That's lymph.
Lymph what?
Go ahead, Jenna.
That's lymph fluid. After you pop a pimple, it's normal for the pimple to ooze. Bleak.
Okay. Not sexy anymore.
It's not sexy to laugh.
Not sexy anymore.
You gotta get that last part of there. Those two words.
Okay. Start over. Ooze, last bleak. Two words. Ooze. Okay. Start over.
It's normal for...
Do it.
It's normal for the pimple to ooze, bleed, turn red, swell up, and crust over.
Oh,
Not sexy.
Okay. All right, my turn. Let's see.
Jenna, didn't you used to do strip club commercials?
Yeah, I did.
Don't pick off the crusty crystal-like scab that immediately forms. As tempting as it is to make your skin feel flat, your pop pimple needs this time to heal and recover. A few days later, you might notice some scabbing or flaking skin around the pop spot. Although this doesn't look attractive, it's best not to pick at any scabs. Let those scabs fall off on their own. Sometimes they fall off when you're taking a shower, washing your face, and you don't even notice. Let that scab do its thing.
Mm.
Oh yeah, we're making it sexy. There you go.
I'm so glad you didn't do the Wally voice for that.
That was good, but I need to hear Psycho Shannon.
What?
I'm sorry. I need to hear Psycho Shannon read a paragraph of this, making
you
it
want
sexy
Psycho
too.
Shannon make, do we have anything left?
I don't know.
Shannon.
Shannon, please
take this into Shannon.
Please
have her read one of her Facebook posts.
Oh, she's so enthused.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shannon, I just had to. I'm sorry, baby.
Psycho Shannon's running the controls in the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really ready. She's like, okay, just let's do it.
All right, Shannon.
Shannon, make it sexy.
What's the title of your article?
The title is. What are kidney stones?
All right, come on, Shannon.
And how do you pass them?
I would love to know, Shannon.
Oh, okay,
no.
Shannon.
No.
Probably something you have experience
with. Come on,
Shannon. Oh, it's terrible.
As the kidneys filter waste from the blood.
Make it sexy, Shannon.
Make it sexy, baby.
They create urine.
Oh, God.
Sometimes... salts and other minerals in urine stick together to form small kidney stones.
That's how they happen.
Yeah.
These range from the size of a sugar crystal to a ping pong ball.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, that turned me
a lot of urine.
Ouch.
Ping pong ball.
Wow.
Louder.
Can't hear you. Make it sexy.
They're rarely noticed unless they cause a blockage.
Yeah.
See, that's you can't make that word sexy.
Creepy.
Blockage.
They may cause intense pain if they break loose and push into the ureters.
What?
The ureters. The uterus?
Ureter. U-R-E-T-E-R-S.
Realtor?
Ureters.
You push your kidneys down into a realtor.
Urethra.
Urethras.
Shannon.
Your urethra.
Urethra. Not ureter.
Urethra.
Urethra.
Ureters.
Big Al, don't you have a cousin named Urethra?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you, Shannon. You made it sexy.
Oh, everybody made it sexy.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
And the Chavez family will be welcoming a new human being onto this earth. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the storyline begins. The baby's born and then that whole life of a person that's not here now. That's kind of cool.
We bought Kason a little doll.
You did?
So he could learn how to take
acclimate
care of a baby. And
acclimate,
so he,
yeah.
So he carries the doll around, and we tell him to be nice to the doll, and
yeah.
we let him put it in the crib to go
that's
to sleep.
Smart. Oh, that's yeah. sweet. I'm glad you're not making him carry a football around or anything.
Yeah.
Well, he carries that around. That's 2 hours a day.
Yeah, but then what if the new baby tries to get his doll from him? He's going to think the doll's the special thing, not the new baby.
Mm-hmm. What if he gets confused and tries to spike the baby?
Yeah.
Well, he did that.
Oh, that's
one
happened.
Time.
He could do the drop the mic as the drop the baby.
Yeah.
So are you concerned about the flathead syndrome?
The flathead syndrome?
You know, it's called plagiocephaly.
Mm-hmm. The misshapen skull.
Oh, is that
Kenzie's
why they,
got it covered. That's why you keep turning the baby
yeah.
over and the don't let him lay
head.
On the same
oh, yeah,
side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 92, with good intentions, the Center for Disease Control put out a statement that said that you should have your baby sleep on their back because they will have a 50% less likelihood of dying
sudden
from
death.
SIDS.
Sudden infant death
yeah.
syndrome.
So great awareness about it, and everybody's putting their baby on their back. And so what's happened is over the last 20 years is babies are starting to get a flat spot on the back of their head.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Well, you're
huh.
told, you're supposed to never let your child sleep, even if you did the side sleep thing. Because mm-hmm. what we did, because now they have those side sleepers that's supposed to even be better to prevent SIDS.
Uh-huh.
And you're supposed to change the side, because if you keep laying the same side every night, their heads are still really soft and they'll be flat.
They say that positional plagiocephaly occurs anywhere between 3 and 61% of the time. Maybe they could narrow that down.
3 and 61, right? I know.
Yeah.
It's a big window.
A new large sample of 440 healthy babies found that 47% of them between 7 and 12 weeks had this condition. It's why you're seeing these helmets everywhere.
Everywhere.
Now, mostly with the rich white babies, but...
that's what it is.
It's the rich white baby
swag. I mean, aren't there thousands of
swag.
Dollars, right?
It's baby swag.
I don't think insurance covers them.
It doesn't.
Had to do it. Uh-huh.
It doesn't.
Really?
It's baby swag for rich white babies.
See,
her baby was misshapen in the womb because of the pressure against the womb, so she was born with that misshapen. And head, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't, so they had to put the helmet on, and insurance didn't cover that.
See, I would worry more with a boy because, you know, as guys, we tend to keep our hair short at some point of our lives, but with a girl, you're
head
gonna,
shape on the guy, yeah.
Yeah,
more...
but with a girl, she's going to grow her hair out, so if she's got a flat head, then whatever.
Especially with the black dude, because it's very common for them to shave the head with the first sign of hair loss.
Yeah.
Because they can rock that bald look and make
exactly.
it look like they did it on purpose.
What are you saying, dude? What are you saying?
Nothing.
You do for a shave because you're looking bald.
But yeah. See, you don't want to have a misshapen head because then you got the hot dog pack going on back
right.
there. And, you know, you got that thing sticking up on the side. Looks like a balloon in your head.
So with a boy, I'd be scared with a boy.
Yeah.
But with a girl, she gets a little flat head. Oh,
yeah.
Well.
They say one of the things to do to make sure this doesn't happen to your child without the use of the helmet is simply to move the crib around in the room. Because regardless of how you put the baby, as the baby gets older, the baby's going to be looking around. So if there's a window mm-hmm. on the other side of the room, the baby is more likely to be, you know, constantly looking out that window
okay.
and then putting more pressure
right.
on that side of the head. So just move the crib so that the baby looks out the window from different angles.
Well, my sister used to do when she was growing up, if my mother had just, like, pressed her hair or something, she would just sleep with her elbow and her hand propping her head up.
Yeah, that's not that comfortable.
So,
babies
so
probably can't learn that.
So it wouldn't mess up her head.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got like one good day after you get your hair done.
I don't remember seeing lots of babies with helmets when I was a baby.
No. You didn't. It's
I
a
mean,
new, it's
I
a
didn't,
new thing.
I didn't have a helmet.
Yeah. They say you should avoid too much time in the car seat with the kid. And you spend a lot of cuddle time with the child by holding him or her upright over one shoulder many times during the day to take all the pressure off the head so that there's not a flat spot that develops there. These helmets are ridiculously expensive. I've talked to friends who have them. Who have kids who have them.
And frankly, they look ridiculous.
It's become, there used to be a thing when they would sell you a car called polyglycoat.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really knew what it was. But I grew up in Florida, and you needed this under your car or it would rust. So it's an upsell, basically. After you make your terms and negotiating, okay, my payment's going to be how much, huh? But you better get this polyglycoat because it's going to just completely rust out your car if you don't. Mm-hmm. You know, the seawater, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they have knockoffs, like maybe like a fake...
Polyglycoat turned out to be a huge scam.
Yeah.
Well, now doctors are upselling parents. All right, you already paid for the labor and delivery. Come check out our shelf of new helmets that just came in.
Look at that.
You know, you want your kid... Give your kid every advantage, right? You read to the kid while he was in your stomach.
Is it
such a stretch to get him a helmet? So here are the helmets that we have. And now we're learning that designers are entering this game.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What?
Well, it used to be they were just, you wanted to make it look cuter so people would design it themselves. Right. They put like little football logos on it.
No, get ready
stickers.
For the Louis Vuitton helmet.
Yeah, now they're taking it one step further.
Dolce and Gabbana helmet.
I want the Hermes helmet.
Hermes.
Thank you, Hermes.
Your whole hand in.
What?
Are you going to be able to knock knockoffs on the streets of New York City?
Your whole head in. Hermes.
You could advertise. You could still advertise space
totally
on the
baby's
could. Head.
Oh, that's the way to get the cost down. That's another thing they're thinking about.
Yeah.
Is branding baby products on the helmet for a deal. And one of those who's getting into that game is the formula maker, help me, Infamil?
Yeah, Similac, Infamil.
Infamil, yeah. They're putting out helmets and putting them in doctor's offices and saying, you can sell these at cost, which is about a third of the price that doctors normally charge for the helmet.
You're going to piss your baby's head out for a...
Gosh,
honey, if you don't have
it.
The money to pay for those helmets, you'd stick a little sticker on there for a baby formula.
But and see, I've seen kids that wear these helmets, and then I see the moms take them off at the park, and their heads don't look like...
Any different. Right. But you know what? If you're a mom with some cash, it's like every advantage you can get. And they're telling the parents, this doesn't work unless you leave that helmet on 22 to 24 hours a day.
What?
And they said the way you know if it's working is when you take it off and it smells so bad you can't stand it. That's how you know. If it smells like a locker room, then the kid's wearing it enough.
Because
they'll sweat through it. Yeah, that means you're leaving it on enough.
I mean, just put some ventilation holes in that thing.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't do that.
Put the ear holes in there.
Would that not contribute? Is that just an old wives' tale to baldness? You know, like guys that wear hats all the time?
I don't know if that's
not
wise tale.
I don't think it's long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me if you don't wash your baby's hair for a long time, then you don't have to wash it as much as an adult. Did
I don't
you
think
hear
that's
that?
True either.
Somebody told me that.
Then does that mean my mom didn't bathe me?
Because you don't have to wash your hair very much?
I hardly have to wash
my hair.
Somebody
told me that. I don't know if that's true or not.
My mom told me I had good hair when I was little, and she just washed my hair one day, and it just went away like that.
Somebody said if you never ever kiss your baby in the mouth, they won't have cavities when they grow up.
Kelly.
If you never kiss him in the mouth?
You need to stop talking to the South Carolina witch doctor.
How can you not kiss a baby in the mouth? You have to,
Who told
right?
you that? The wart talker?
Yeah, there's no
way. No, I read it somewhere.
Didn't you have a wart talker that would talk the warts off of people?
Talked them off my Mother Price, yeah.
He what?
He talked them off of my Mother Price.
He talked them off.
A wart doctor.
A wart talker. Not a doctor. A wart talker.
Hey, wart, get off of...
So you would call a guy. He'd come to the house.
No.
Okay. How did it work?
I thought Al was the wart talker.
I mean, let me put on my baby helmet. Explain how this worked.
No, Al's the wart whisperer.
My Mother Price didn't realize what was going on at the time, but my daddy boy drove her out to this.
Your what?
My daddy boy, her husband.
Well, that's
drove
a non sequitur to me, a
daddy boy.
Which is it?
Oh, man.
I mean, I was a daddy boy. I mean, I was a boy daddy.
Right. Yeah.
Daddy boy drove my Mother Price out to the country. This man on a farm came out. And started talking to my daddy boy just about farming and pigs and whatever they talked about. And he went over there and took my Mother Price's hands because they were covered in warts and kind of looked at them and held them and didn't say a word about the warts. And
well, wasn't that weird to her?
My daddy boy and the man finished their conversation. The next day, my Mother Price got up and the warts were gone.
I don't believe it. Show me pictures.
I'm not going to show you pictures. My Mother Price is dead.
Instagram that ass.
Trust me, she didn't have any warts on her hand.
I don't know about that.
She might die from them warts.
Instagram that.
Yeah.
Let me see that.
I mean, if you could talk warts off of people, you'd be so rich.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would
the wart talker.
You'd be so rich if you could just talk warts off of people.
You know? Kelly, absolutely 100%
believes it. He didn't do it for money.
Warts.
Some people have gifts.
If you had a financial motivation, it wouldn't work.
There are fire talkers that can talk the heat out of fire.
Oh, wait a minute.
Burned.
Hold on. The wart talker and now the fire talker.
That talks the heat out of the burn.
So you can have a burn on your arm.
Mm-hmm. And you go to a fire talker, it'll take the pain out.
It's like I don't even need recreational drugs.
This is incredible.
This is so great.
Yes, you do.
I can't believe
I can just listen to Kelly talk all day long.
I know,
right? I mean,
fire! Yeah, it's like the best sober time ever.
Tell me about the fire talker. How'd that work?
Give
me an actual experience.
I personally don't have a family member that's had a fire talked out of them, but
say
it
that.
Can, it
what
can
do you
happen.
Mean? Like if I burn
if
my hand?
If you've had the fire talked out of you, call us at Kid Live, 1-800 Kid Live.
543-3548.
You mean like if I have a burn injury or like if something's burning?
Take the pain out. Mm-hmm. Talk the fire out.
So if you can talk a fire out, could you yell out a wildfire in California, for example?
It doesn't work that way, see?
If you're loud?
See, you
hey, fire,
your sarcasm, you and your sarcasm, see, it wouldn't work for you.
Is there a sarcasm talker? They can talk the sarcasm out of me.
I want to talk to one of these talkers.
Can you talk like ash off of your really ashy skin?
Damn, a lot of sarcasm, but I still got warts.
I haven't heard of that. All I've heard about is wart talkers and fire talkers. There's probably something even I haven't heard of.
I doubt it.
Ooh, can I get a facial hair talker to help me grow facial hair?
Kidney to nose hair talker.
Lost cause.
Don't they just
a black storm talker?
Don't they have face Rogaine? I don't understand. Guys are so desperate for facial hair.
Yeah, why don't you just take Rogaine from your head. They say don't get it on your face. That's what they tell people, right? So why don't you just put it on your face on purpose? You tried it?
Yep.
Poor guy.
You did, didn't you?
Yep.
Sorry, dog.
Because they have that kind of stuff for girls. The lashes, to make your lashes grow.
Yeah.
You paint it on your lashes and it burns your eyes.
I had a friend who was so conflicted about the Rogaine. He would put it in his hands and do this and get ready to put it on his head. And he's like, I can't do it. And 3 weeks later, he had the hairiest hands you've ever seen.
That wasn't from Rogaine.
His hands were so hairy. They were like crazy. They're like gorilla hands.
Hairy hands.
Yeah. Do you have a hairy hand talker? Just like talk the hair off his hands. How about that? How about unwanted hair? You can close down all these laser surfacing places.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Kelly, it's funny because those old wives' tales, which we've dismissed over the last 50 years or so, now we're starting to believe them again. The power of thought, you know, and the spiritual ramifications of being able to actually talk illness out of your body and stuff. People now actually believe that. So maybe they were right all along.
Maybe Kelly's not so far-fetched.
Maybe there is a fire talker. Maybe maybe you can talk
the
fire.
Do we have any on the phone?
Talk the heat out of a cut or something, right?
The heat out of a cut.
Talk the heat out of a burn.
Or the blood, yeah.
You just talk the heat out of it.
A cut talker. Like if you get cut, and heal it right up, stitch it right up.
Oh, like on Star Trek.
Maybe Al had a shot talker, and when he got shot.
That's why there's no evidence.
There's no bullet hole.
No evidence whatsoever that you were shot.
Yeah.
Shot caller.
There's got to be a witness somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's see who's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, you have a wart talker?
No, my grandfather is actually a fire talker.
He's a fire talker.
Thank you for backing me up.
And I honestly did not believe it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. My mother used to tell me about it all the time until my daughter, who was two, grabbed my hair straightener.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
She did have, it doesn't cure the burn, but it takes the sting out of it.
Wow.
And my mother just picked her up, and we lived behind my grandparents, and she ran him over there, or ran her over there to him, and he just took her hands in his hands and was talking, and I couldn't hear what he was saying.
But when it's
and breathing on her hands, and
that's creepy.
She just stopped crying.
No, so when it's something like that, like the sting takes the sting out, that's so unquantifiable. You can't prove that. Like if it healed the cut, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
The baby stopped crying.
Put that guy on America's Got Talent. That's amazing.
The baby stopped crying.
Okay, but that could have been a song that did it, or it could have been fresh air. Or
it could have been just
time. Have you been burned? Yeah. Burn lasts a while. My daughter screams from a paper cut for hours, you know?
Yeah.
We still took her to the hospital, and she had third and fourth degree burns on her hands and wasn't crying.
Wow.
And even the doctor said, I don't know why she's not screaming, even when they were treating the burn.
Well, have you ever considered that he's the cry talker, and he just gets kids in pain not to cry?
See, why would you? She is calling up and telling you her experience.
I'm asking. I'm being.
I can't explain it. I'm not a very religious person myself. He is a pastor, and.
Oh, it's a God thing.
He's a pastor, and he believes that it's something that a gift that God gave him.
So it's a healing of the hands. It's a hands. What do they call it, Kelly?
A gift of healing. Yeah. I guess.
Right. It's like the dudes they say that will heal broken legs and stuff.
Yeah. Can he walk on water?
The laying of hands.
No,
right?
He can't walk on water.
It didn't heal the burns. It just took the pain out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Don't know how it works.
Crazy.
When you see something with your own eyes, you have a different opinion than
Happened
others.
Happened to her. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Michelle. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You too, and also good morning. well, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Christy?
Yes.
You had somebody talk your warts off?
Yes.
Yes, I've had him talk the fire out of a burn as well.
Oh, both. Now, you don't sound like you're from the South.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Huh.
What part?
Yes.
What part?
Tabor City, close to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's right, South Carolina.
And the wart talkers.
Yeah. Wow.
It seems to be the capital of the talking.
People in the South just believe more than you do, apparently.
So tell me about the wart talker. How did it work for you?
I was really young when both happened. I was three when I had the fire talked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going on what my parents told me, but my mother's great-grandmother is the one who did both of them.
Okay.
She had the ability to talk the fire
so
out.
So you really never saw any evidence of any of this because she was long gone by the time you were born. Your mother's great-grandmother?
The mother told her what happened.
Yeah.
My mother told me what happened to me.
Okay. And you had warts at what age?
I had a wart on my finger when I was three.
And the wart talker talked that off and it went away?
Mm-hmm. It dried up and fell off.
Whoa.
So you're a believer. Have you met any other wart talkers since your mother's great-grandmother?
Yes, I have.
Really?
They're all in the... There's a lot in our community, so...
Do they all live in the same place? Like, they study together and stuff?
No.
I don't know.
I'm really curious, like, what the dialogue is. Have you ever overheard someone treating someone else to get the warts to fall off? Like, what do they say?
It's like the charismatic speaking in tongues.
The anti.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
La, 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 la.
Oh, kind of like when you're getting the devil out?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Speaking in tongues isn't...
No.
No.
No. It's not.
Come on,
not like
Jenna.
Well, my grandfather spoke in tongues, so I witnessed that. But no, that wasn't... He was speaking in a language that only he could communicate.
God could hear it also. Right. He knew. Because it was an archaic language that we don't understand, but it's an actual language.
I never understood what it sounded like Babel to me.
Yeah, but...
So that's... But my grandfather spoke in tongues.
Okay.
When he was filled with the Spirit.
Yeah. But no warts.
My grandfather didn't have any that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I speak in tongues when I'm filled with spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I kiss in tongues.
Right? Do you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
My mama was like a black slapper because I do something wrong. She's like, I'm going to slap the black off you, boy.
I've never seen that happen.
No,
I've heard the threat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, still here.
I've also heard of being slapped so hard that your grandkids cry. Yeah, but I haven't actually seen that happen. So, well, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it, Christy.
Sure.
Thank you, Christy.
All right. So Christy gets the war. Had the war.
She had both.
Did. Well, she did, but
from the same person.
Somebody's got an Indian chant.
Really, Stephanie?
Yeah. Oh yes, I hope they can say it.
Stephanie? No.
Just Missy.
Three, I think. Yeah.
Stephanie.
Missy, I think.
Stephanie.
I'm here.
Hi. Go ahead.
Missy or Stephanie?
Turn your radio down. You're on, Steph. Go ahead.
No, it's Stephanie. I like 5 or 6 years ago, I had warts on my two of my fingers. And my mom was like, oh, just come over and your stepdad can talk them off. And so I got over there and he took my hand and he rubbed his fingers where my warts were. And he was like, hum-a-na-ma-na-ma. Like he made like Indian sounds.
Like Ralph Cramden?
Hum-a-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-ma-na-
Like the honeymooners.
Oh my God.
Hey, do it.
They really did go away.
They went away. How old were you?
I was probably 26.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
So just a bunch of hominos and gone.
And his chant.
He told me that his mother did it and his grandmother did it. So it was like, I mean, he's, you know, from the country.
Yeah.
But he told me that that's how they grew up.
So was it a Native American chant, do you think?
No. He's white. I don't know.
Okay, but
she didn't know what it. She said it sounded like an Indian chant
but
to her.
Was it religious based or not? What do you think?
No.
Not
no,
religious
no,
based.
No,
okay.
No.
All right. All right. So there's an agnostic version of the war talker.
Yeah. It's not an agnostic. It's just not. It didn't have anything. Yeah. She's saying it didn't have anything to do because that man that did it to my mother Price, he didn't even refer to the wars. They talked about something completely different.
You know what?
He held her hand and talked to my granddaddy about farming and stuff like that.
You know
and,
what? If I got a war, I don't want no spiritually ambiguous war talker. I want to know where you stand. I need to know your denomination. I need to know like how good you've been.
Do we have the same beliefs here?
Yeah, come on. No spiritually ambiguous war talk.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's all just right. a different way.
You know who else?
Thank you, Stephanie. That's a good call. I like.
Or
that.
You can go to your dermatologist.
Yeah,
and
I was
have them frozen
say, you
off.
You know who else can get warts off? Doctors.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Why don't you try Walgreens?
This is free.
Why waste your time on that?
This is free and doesn't leave a scar.
Yeah.
How about you, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm from Jessup. Georgia.
You're from where? I'm sorry?
Jessup, Georgia.
Yeah, I've been listening to y'all since I was 18.
Wow.
And I'm 29 now.
Dang. Thank you. It's 7 years.
No.
Yeah. You're a brain talker. When I was like three, my mom, she said she took me to a witch doctor.
A witch doctor?
Yeah, that's what they call them here. And she's a nurse practitioner, and she did her thesis on witch doctors.
You don't usually hear the word witch doctor and thesis in the same sentence.
She's a nurse?
Wow.
She's a nurse practitioner, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that colorful. The South has such colorful stories.
It's way more fun.
Yeah.
So the witch doctor talked the fire out of you?
No, talked the war talk.
Yes, I burnt my mouth on grits really bad.
Oh.
It was fire talker, not a war talker.
Number one injury in Jessup, Georgia. Burning your mouth on grits.
How did the witch doctor talk the fire out of your mouth?
That's like higher than car accidents.
You got to let them set for a while, but a 3-year-old doesn't know this.
Right.
She said she took me, the lady took me to the the back room or whatever. And
I'm sure it was the back room.
Yeah. And my mom got to go with her, and she basically said a prayer from the Bible. And as soon as I walked out, and after that happened, my mom said I stopped screaming, and the burn was gone.
Wow.
And recently, my daughter, she's two. And the lady was still alive. She's like 87 years old. And I took my daughter because she had thrush really bad.
She had what?
Thrush.
What's thrush?
Isn't that
like
a group?
A yeast infection that they get in their mouth.
It's like blisters in your mouth, and they can't suck a bottle.
Like hand foot mouth?
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of like hand foot mouth. And she said the same prayer out of the Bible. And she was so old that my mom had to help her, say it.
Yeah.
And, she just put her hand on my daughter and said the prayer from the Bible, and the thrush was gone, and it has not came back.
Wow.
Man.
There you go.
It's impressive there.
I'm a firm believer.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Kelly. We all have to keep open minds about everything. Yeah. You never know. I mean, we're learning more and more.
Yeah.
What?
They don't take money either. They don't take money or gifts or anything. Mm-hmm.
Don't ever trust a shyster war talker that's going after your cash.
No way.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
Kelly. Thank you.
Seriously, I've become more and more open to that kind of thing, like that you can heal yourself, that there are certain things you can say or do, or actions that you can take that are beyond medical treatment. I don't think it's a good idea to not go to the doctor. Like, let's say you cut your arm off. some horrible factory accident. Mm-hmm. I would not call the arm talker.
Yeah.
I would call.
See, now you're just making stuff up.
I would call an ambulance. That's what I would call.
Yes.
The ambulance
911.
Talker.
911.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick with pills.
Yeah.
Treat everything.
Then a pill talker.
I find that pills work for certain things.
Hey, the way we're doing it, though, must not be working that great, right? Because not everybody's. Yeah. We're not all walking around happy and healthy. Just saying.
I don't have any warts.
Ever wonder about what your favorite celebrity did?
Oh, I'd like to see the medical proof of that.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
When it comes to celebrities, it's always fascinating. You know where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to know where they used to be and what they used to do just to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Take stars like Diddy, Gwen Stefani, Kanye West, Madonna. They sold donuts. They scrubbed toilets. They dug through garbage. So what were they before they were famous? So, Kelly, I thought it would be fun if you could question us on celebrities and the jobs they used to have and see if we can match them up.
Oh, I'll be like Alex Trebek without the mustache.
Form of a question, please.
Who is just like Alex Trebek without the mustache?
That would be Alex Trebek without a mustache.
Oh.
I'll go to obvious questions for 100.
What super famous celebrity started out his career as a bathroom scrubber?
Whoa.
That's how I started.
And he was so proud of himself, he said he was the best bathroom scrubber ever.
I know.
Okay, if it's going to be somebody bragging.
Kanye,
right?
It's got to be either Kanye or Diddy.
Can you imagine Kanye? He'd interrupt you as you were going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you finish, but I'm so good at this, I'm going to clean it.
Actually, Kid was right. It was Diddy.
Oh.
I wish it was Kanye, because he'd be going, hey, I know you think you're number one, but actually I'm number one.
All right, who do you think was serving up ice cream at Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm.
Dairy.
Britney?
No.
Katy Perry?
Mm-mm.
John Travolta.
Madonna?
No, getting close, though, I think.
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, she started off working at her local Dairy Queen, and she was mopping the floors in addition to doing the soft serves. And her brother also worked with her there. He's a musician, Eric.
She would do anything, but she would not holla back because she ain't no holla back.
No, she is not.
Well, don't forget. Just a girl, though.
Yeah.
An Eric Stefani?
Apparently there is such a thing.
Is he still at Dairy Queen?
Now, this person, I'll give you a little hint. When he was studying fashion, he worked as an intern and a sales assistant at The Gap.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye even rapped about it in one of his songs. He said he was stealing from The Gap, but he didn't get caught.
Wow.
So now he's confessing in his lyrics.
And finally, who worked as a donut girl at the Dunkin' Donuts?
Probably Madonna.
You got it right, Kim.
All right.
She first moved to New York City. Remember when she was barely scraping by and even admit she was eating food out of garbage cans to make a little extra change? She worked at the Dunkin' Donuts. She says, though, she got fired from that job because she squirted the jelly out of a donut on her customers. JC, you said the worst job you ever had was scrubbing toilets?
Yeah, when I worked at Linens and Things, I had to clean the women's bathroom.
Oh, now you have to agree with me. Women are nastier than men, aren't they?
The men's bathroom was beautiful compared to the women's bathroom.
Because men are never in Linens and Things.
Exactly. The quantity over, you know, the quality,
which
I guess.
Which is why I got the job at Linens and Things, because I figured girls like Linens and they like things, so I would see a lot of hot girls in there.
Yeah.
And it was just a bunch of moms.
They got the linen, you got the thing?
Yeah.
I see.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.